This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little Jimi Hendrix action for Richie on a Monday morning. Hello. Maybe Alec Boehm and Brandon Marsh should listen to this to get their mojo back. James, what happened to Vibes? Should we go back to Vibes?
Yeah, I mean, hey, Vibes were better than this.
Right, you know? Right. They do look tight as a team. I agree with, you know, that's been said a few times today on the show. All right, you can join us on the program, 215-592-9494. By the way, I got to rip, I know it's not normally the way to, you know, like, don't rip the customer, but I got to rip the listeners. I got to rip the callers uh-oh, especially. The caller, like, I have not gotten enough support for the fact that I won my fantasy basketball league.
Oh, brother.
Because this is a big deal for me. I mean, if you care about me.
It's a big deal for you.
Well, give me an attaboy. Give me a congratulations. I mean, I won my fantasy basketball league.
Golf clap.
Is this like Jim Nance. Rory on the 18.
Isn't winning it reward enough? Like, don't you get some sort of monetary?
I would say on the air, if the IRS couldn't come after me. But because the IRS could come after me, I choose not to answer. I'm Fifth Amendment. Or not Fifth Amendment. Fifth Amendment. What am I saying?
What?
Fifth Amendment.
Wow.
What is it called?
I plead the fifth. Yes.
I plead the fifth. I'm like Palmeiro. Was he the one, or was it McGuire? It was McGuire.
Like Switzerland. You're neutral.
Switzerland. There you go.
Palmeiro should have pleaded the fifth.
Yes, you should have. I'm just saying, a little love. Come on, man. Fantasy basketball hero. Let's go, phones. Had to navigate all those guys sitting down. It was nonsense. Oh, and actually yesterday, John, I was out for a walk, guys, okay? Because I'm doing the more, you know, tough forms of exercise, but I'm still getting my walks in. I realized that my phone was about to die. 1%. On my phone. I had to set my lineup for yesterday. I had to run back to my apartment.
Good.
It was the acceleration of the working out thing. So fantasy basketball
How far did you run?
I ran about halfway back and then I started walking.
Well, halfway back from where? How far are we talking?
I was out at, down in DeCamaraville. Is that what we call it? DeCamerica?
DeCamerica.
I don't know. It's past that Hyatt or Hilton, whatever that is.
The thing that's cool about DeCamerica is it sounds kind of like America.
A little bit.
DeCamerica. Doesn't sound like a real word.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Ville doesn't. Anyway, I don't know. I probably ran for about 10 minutes. So, and then I started walking because I was exhausted.
That's the most you've ever run in the last year.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I'm improving. That's all I'm going to put.
How do you let your phone get to 1%?
I didn't realize it was. I didn't know. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the last day of fantasy basketball. I got to get
back. How did you not realize is the question.
I didn't. I just didn't realize it.
Because my wife does that all the time. Like, I'll be talking to her, and it'll just go dead. And she goes, oh, my phone ran out of battery. Mm. Like, how does this always
It will
happen?
Never happen to me, ever. In a million years, it would never happen to me. In a million years.
Have you ever run out of gas?
Like, maybe you're in a situation where you don't have a charger, and you know your phone is running out, but I will always know. Like, I will never leave my house.
I generally
it's crazy.
Yeah, I generally
Joe, have you run out of gas?
Oh, yeah, seven times. Well, eight times. It was seven times. And then it was
guys,
okay,
guys, that answers all my questions.
Yes, right?
That answers all
there
my questions.
There you go. Ben. There's a trend. Oh, there's a tendency. Some people run out of gas. Some people don't.
I'm going to give
some
you.
Some people run out of battery. Some people don't. I've never run out of gas. I will never.
I did it twice in the same week.
What?
Unbelievable.
Twice in the same week.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's crazy to me.
Twice in the same week. But I've got my act together.
Grown ass man.
Let's go to the phone.
Seven or eight times?
It was eight. It was seven for a while, and then it got to
Joe,
eight.
That's horrendous.
I know.
That's so horrendous.
What's
that's
bad
the worst
for your
I've
car?
Ever heard. I've never known anyone else to run out of gas like more than once. Right. You do it once, and you're like, holy cow, never again.
Yeah, because they say Joe my gauge keeps... broke.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like,
there's some
okay,
extent.
That's
so I only ran out of gas one time in life. It was because the gauge was broken. That's the only time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seven
well,
times.
Good for you.
Eight
yeah,
times.
I know.
Yeah,
well, it's not even just
at,
me. It's everybody.
I'm at a loss.
Everybody.
Yes. Yeah, you'd think. Right. It's incredible.
I know. It's not good. I'm well aware of that. John and Manioc right now. John, what's going on, bud?
Joe, I'll be the first one to congratulate you. Winning any fantasy is difficult.
Thank
brother.
You, sir.
Right? That's a good on you.
Thank you.
Listen, I told you I was going to call you when I was happier these days, and you know what? It's not today because
no.
You just dropped back-to-back series. Okay, you win the Dodgers, you knock them off, ESPN's talking about you, and then you go, you lose to the Braves, and then you lose to the bottom of the barrel, St. Louis Cardinals. Unacceptable. And real quick, I have a beef with the MLB here, and I'm watching the Cardinals-Philly series. We have white jerseys, red hats. They have white jerseys, red hats. Like, I have to watch all these goofy jerseys every other week in all these sports, and they can't coordinate, like, us wearing our stupid blue and yellow Liberty Bell ones when we're playing the team that looks like us on the field.
Don't they only do that at home?
The Dodgers?
They do only do it at home. Yeah.
Yeah, but we did it with the Dodgers when they were wearing blue, and then we wore our blue jerseys. Like,
it is annoying.
Out there. We need somebody with a fashion designer, coordinator to make sure these teams are playing, and we look good. If you're going to make me watch these stupid jerseys, don't give me white jerseys with red hats.
All right, John, here's where I disagree. So usually I'm with you.
I like City Connect.
I mean, it's not like football. It's not 22 guys all mashed up in a pile. Like, what difference does it make if one guy stands
it
at like home plate with
like
a bat?
It looked like an intramural scrimmage, team scrimmage, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like it. Didn't you guys say yesterday they wore three different uniforms over the weekend?
They did.
The Cardinals?
They did, three different uniforms.
Yeah. Yep. It's like weird.
So just coordinate with the team so you don't look the same. That's all. That's my beef. But real quick, mm-hmm. Joe, you know what? I have a bunch of answers for your mismatch thing,
sure.
But I'm going to pick one that I think you specifically will like the best.
Okay.
The biggest video game mismatch of all time, Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson versus Tecmo Bowl defenses. Okay, complete mismatch. Give him the ball. Game over. 10 touchdowns, 10 plays.
I'm going to say this. Okay, appreciate it. I disagree. I know that's an answer that might appeal to people. There's a way to play Bo in fantasy. In Tecmo. I'm very good at it. You got to... There's a way to do it.
Joe is a great mismatch.
What is?
Glass Joe. Like, no one loses to Glass Joe.
I don't even know what Glass Joe is.
The Mike first
Tyson's
opponent.
Punch
you never, yeah.
Oh,
the first
yeah.
one.
Is it, like, can you lose
I,
to Glass?
I never,
like, I think
yeah.
if you just, like, set the controller down and started the round, you might lose to Glass Joe. Otherwise, you can't.
I
can't believe you've never played Mike
I did.
Tyson's
I
Punch-Out.
I didn't remember that was the guy's name.
Oh, man.
What was it, around 88, 89, something like that?
Yeah, maybe 86, 87.
Yeah, I think it was before that.
Well, it can't be before 86. I mean, he was really young at that point. I don't know. I thought it was a few years into him winning the title, but I could be
maybe.
Let me play some audio for you, Brandon Marsh, with his struggles. And we're going to get to that in 1 minute because Brandon Marsh obviously is really going through it. And, I mean, significantly. And you can tell
87.
He is acutely, I'm surprised that early. He is acutely aware of his struggles, and what he said yesterday, you'll hear it coming up in 1 minute.
It's grilling season. It's time to fire up those grills and enjoy some mouth-watering steaks, incredible burgers, and seasoned chicken from Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're tailgating, hosting a backyard bash, or just hungry for something real, Wild Fork has you covered. Stock up on the two-pack of ribeye steaks, only $10.98 a pound, or the Brazilian beef ribeyes, only $8.98 per pound. Treat yourself to affordable luxury with a white truffle veggie burger. This burger is incredible. A rich taste of white truffles with a mix of quality vegetables, creating a gourmet.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
gourmet food experience that you can make at home. Two packs for only $6. If you haven't checked out Wild Fork Foods yet, what are you waiting for? It's a food experience that your family and friends will be talking about well after the meal is done. Visit their Neshaminy location, located right across the street from the mall, or one of their other Greater Philadelphia locations, or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, so this time tomorrow, Brandon Graham on the show. He joins us at 9 tomorrow. Obviously, we'll have some time with BG to honor him with his spectacular career. First time he'll be on the program since he retired. Second time since they won that Super Bowl, but first time since he retired. So we look forward to talking to Brandon Graham tomorrow at 9. Be tuned, 9 o'clock tomorrow for BG. All right, Brandon Marsh. He is struggling. By the way, Brandon, let's do the Brandon game. Philadelphia, we got Marsh, we got Graham. Any other Brandons? Oh boy!
Here in Philadelphia,
Brandon Lee Gowton.
Yeah, oh. Philly sports.
Brandon Boykin.
Brandon Boykin. Good call. I got nothing. Ben, you got nothing. Brandon, I got nothing.
There's definitely more. Yeah,
it's a tough one though, man. All right, let's listen to Brandon Marsh, who was struggling quite a bit.
It's been a rough start to the season for sure, but we just gotta keep our head down and try to win as many ball games as we can. I know I'm not doing my part, which stinks the worst. I just feel like I'm letting my guys down, and I need to be better for them.
Yesterday, laid down the bunt, drew a walk. You kind of in the mode right now, just like trying to do whatever it takes to have like a productive at bat, a day, etc.
Most definitely. Like I said, just going through it right now, and I gotta do anything I can to help this ball club win. And right now I'm not doing that. So I gotta figure some things out.
I mean, I do feel for the guy, John, when you hear that. But
he's despondent.
But he's gotta play better. But he's in the dumps. By the way, he couldn't even get stinks the worst right. He says stinks the worst. It stinks the most.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That stinks the worst.
You can say that.
No, it stinks the most.
Something can stink badly.
Yeah, but you say something else. And you say that stinks the most. You don't say that stinks the worst.
So
even get that right.
You can say that.
James, is he going to get a hit this month?
You're such a stickler. Yeah, no. He probably will get a hit this month. Probably.
No, I do feel bad for him. But I'll tell you what, they got a Brandon Marsh problem. They got a left field problem. They got a center field problem. They got a third base problem.
They really do. Part of the problem is everyone's got problems right now. You know, like they need to pick each other up. And instead, they're kind of bringing each other down because in a weird way, because they're close, because they're trying so hard to, pick up the slack for everyone else who's struggling. Like, there is a way out of this, and it's just play better, be more focused right here at home. Maybe it happens sooner than we think.
Look, the good news with this rotation, they should hold a lot of teams to 4 runs or less, and that'll give you a chance to win a lot of games. But even the starting pitching in the last week was not very good.
Zach Wheeler getting, hit.
Wheeler and Nola were the ones this last go around. I mean, Sanchez and Lazardo are still doing their thing.
And Taiwan Walker is undefeated in his starts.
Yeah. All right, Rob in Delco right now. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Rob.
Listen, it's great to call. I usually don't get a chance, but we're on spring break this week, so it's a good week, Joe. You know what I mean?
Good for you,
that
boy.
That is great.
Very nice. You going to Cancun?
After that, I can go anywhere instead of watching that game yesterday. Listen, I got a Brandon for you, too. It just popped into my head. Don't answer me why, but he was a stiff for the Phillies. Brandon Duckworth.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I liked him. I liked him a lot. Things fell apart. But he had that great – people are going to laugh at me. He had that Greg Maddux pitch.
What?
That would appear to a left-handed hitter that would appear to be in on his hands – and then would dart back over the plate at the very end on the corner. But that only lasted a little bit of time.
But listen,
he was good in 2001. Go ahead.
I got an answer for you, DM, but I got a couple Phils point and real fast on the Sixers. My two Phils major concerns are going into the season, we thought we had a deep lineup. Wouldn't you say from top to bottom?
Yes.
One of the top in baseball, wouldn't you say?
I mean, they had the fifth most runs in baseball last year, so even though people didn't feel like it was a good lineup, you can't say it isn't when you're the fifth most runs and pretty much bring it all back.
They're averaging like 3.5 runs a game.
Yeah, they're struggling.
I know, right after you get past the first three or four guys, it's like, you know, the Grand Canyon. It's a bottomless pit.
I mean, Kepler's hurting him also. He is. He hasn't done anything.
It goes back on the GM. The outfield, left field is a wasteland. Center field is a wasteland. And our bullpen is a wasteland. And that GM needs to address it. Because if there's a chance, like you said, they might not make the playoffs this year.
There's a chance.
And if that happens, I want the GM gone. And I want the coach gone. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. Because you know why? It's going to be a long summer, guys. A real long summer. If they're not competitive and in this hunt.
Well, they'll be competitive enough to be in it.
They're going
to
pull out of this. Yes,
I mean they're not going to get blown. This isn't a Sixer season where you lose 2/3 of your games or whatever. Rob, give me an answer for what was the mismatch.
All right, I kind of popped into my head. I was going to be creative, but I'm going to go one Eagles and Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Joe DeCameron working out.
That's not bad. Not bad. James, this Kepler guy. Is he going to be all right? Because I've been extremely unimpressed.
Yeah, he hasn't done much so far. He's a one-year, $10 million guy. He's better than he's shown. He's got power that he hasn't really shown. He hit 31 homers a couple years ago. But look, there's a reason he was a one-year deal. He's a Flyer guy. Like, you hope he's better.
Here's the thing.
I think he's better than what we've seen. But again, he's not a magic elixir. Yeah. Like, Max Kepler is not the answer to saving everything. Like, he should be the seven hitter in the line, six hitter, whatever,
But he's got to be better. And when Crawford gets up here, he can't play center and left field. I mean, we don't even know that Crawford's going to be
good. Crawford's a center fielder if he comes up.
But you get my point. Like, if Marsh isn't playing well and Rojas stinks, which he does. And by the way, I'm so sick of seeing Rojas bunt. And let me tell you why. Because of what it represents. It represents that he can't hit. That's why he bunts. Now, I'm not saying don't bunt. It is wise to try to do anything you can to get on base.
That's the only way you can get
correct,
on.
Correct. But I'm just
happy that you're trying to get on.
I agree, but I'm tired of seeing it because we all know what it represents.
Would you have bunted in that situation yesterday?
Remind me which
ben,
one.
That was a second, third.
I actually didn't have a problem with it.
Okay, I was kind of like
there were two outs. Arenado was way back, and I mean, I thought it was. I'm trying to. I think it's probably the best way for him to get a run in there.
You're trying to be
no,
nice.
I get
yeah,
it.
No, you know, I hear you.
And this is what I would say is he can't hit.
Yeah, no, it's a problem.
James, this guy's like that Michael Martinez. Remember that guy who couldn't hit?
Of course, wow. Yeah.
I just think the way Libertor is throwing.
Michael Martinez, Philly's great. Michael
I mean, this
Martinez.
Guy can't
Martinez.
Hit.
Yeah, he
I just think the way Libertor is throwing yesterday. I just think it was.
You can't beat him, Ben. You can only hope to contain Libertor.
I can't deal with the Rojas bunting because I know what it represents. It represents that he can't hit. He can't hit. All right, coming up, time's yours and more calls on all these topics. And if you missed Rory McIlroy, very emotional yesterday after winning the Masters. We'll get to that audio again and phone calls on all of it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.